HummerTicketStock 2004, February 20th through the 22nd at the Plano Center. Brought to you by AT&T Wireless and Texas Tickets from Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
The time is 4:13. Good afternoon, everybody. You're listening to Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is the Hard Line out here at the Cape Buffalo Grill today.
You know, I know we're not going to get into it today, but you know what I want to get into next week?
What?
That Notre Dame situation.
All right.
Yeah, sure. How crazy that is.
Always game for Notre Dame talk.
That football situation up there is, can it be any more chaotic?
Sounds like a real mess. Now, out here today, speaking of big messes, we're asking you to come out here and describe your best dump, the most creative way that you've gotten out of a scene with a girl or a guy, or maybe somebody's creatively gotten out of a scene with you. Maybe you are the dumpy or the dumper. Doesn't matter. Come out here because we're going to draw five names at 5:50 and hear the best three stories on the air at 6:10. And the winner gets a pound of Godiva chocolate and Desperados tickets with a parking pass. And finalists also get a pound of Godiva chocolate. So we'll get that up and running here in just a little bit. But if you're interested in doing that, then get out here, get registered for it, hang out until then, and we'll see what happens for you. Time now to stop down for a little
entertainment news for you.
This is brought to you by Texas Tickets at 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. Well, he was a huge hit at the AAC he will be a huge hit tonight and tomorrow night. He is Bill Gaither, Grego. And he is there tonight. Texas Tickets has great seats for this. Also, Kid Rock at the Fort Worth Convention Center on the 19th and Linkin Park at the AAC on the 23rd. All three huge shows. Texas Tickets, wonderful seats for all of them. Call them now, 214-696-8001. And do remember, if it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. So let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top personality who's not terribly comfortable with the way the show is going so far today. Here is Cobra.
Thank you, Michael. Cobra. Hello, hello. June 11th through the 13th, if you're looking for a good old-fashioned weed fest, you can make the short drive to Manchester, Tennessee, to see this year's Bonnaroo Festival. This is, I believe, the third Bonnaroo.
Where is Manchester, Tennessee? That must be out in the sticks somewhere.
60 miles south of Nashville.
Okay.
And this is the lineup for this year's Bonnaroo. It was a huge, huge deal the last 2 years. And you tell me if you think there will be any weed smoked at this festival with these bands.
All right, let me just guess a few, okay?
Go ahead.
Are the Grateful Dead or what's left of them playing?
Band number one, yes.
Weed.
Headlining.
Is Widespread on the bill?
Widespread is taking a year off, remember? They're not touring anywhere for an entire year.
Is Blues Traveler involved in this?
Blues Traveler is not on the list.
Are the Allman Brothers involved in this?
Yes, they are. As are Government Mule, their offshoot band.
What about Charlie Daniels?
Not on the list.
All right, who else we got?
Dave Matthews.
Black Crowes.
Close, Chris Robinson. Bob Dylan. I guess they're going to prop him up and somehow maneuver his mouth so it'll speak in guttural consonants.
Did you not like Bob Dylan when we saw him at the Granada?
I was intrigued because it was Bob Dylan up there, but that was... You and I could have gotten up there and done a better set than that guy did.
Yeah, we could do Norm. He can't.
True. He doesn't know E, does he?
That's right.
Trey Anastasio, the lead singer of Fish. Willie Nelson.
Almost guessed him.
Shoulda. The String Cheese Incident. Jam Band Extraordinaire. Mo, another Jam Band Extraordinaire.
Mo.
Galactic, another Jam Band.
Mo.
Gomez, another Jam Band. Modesky Martin and Wood, the ultimate Jam Band. Yonder Mountain String Band, the North Mississippi All-Stars, David Byrne, Wilco.
God almighty, how many days is this thing?
Aren't you a big fan of Wilco, Dave?
Yes. Yeah, both love Wilco. Granddaddy, the Kings of Leon, And I am not naming 30 other bands that are on there. 30.
How many stages are there? 100?
Man, it is a huge, huge deal. Bands like Primus, Burning Spear, Annie DeFranco, Los Lobos, and I mentioned them, Yola Tango.
They better watch it. This thing may fail.
Julian Welch, Taj Mahal, Leftover Salmon.
That's a good name.
I mean, there's so many bands playing this thing.
It Why do you fail. Think this thing may fail?
Just may.
It won't
too,
fail.
Too many bands.
No. No, it was the most successful festival all of last year, and it will be this year again, because there are so many people that are into that kind of music, that are into that hippie music.
Are you going to go?
No, I'm not.
Why? That's like right up your alley.
You know how many of those things I've been to? And they just don't
You
do
have been to this one?
Don't do it for me.
Whoa.
Much
Snake,
weed.
Come on, man.
What? I'm not losing it.
Somebody's turning their back.
Oh, boy, you are, too.
No, I'm not. No.
The Snake is losing a little edge here, Danny.
No, I'm not. No. Now, when Widespread comes back, I'll go see him. I'll go to Red Rocks and see him. I'll go to their New Year's show.
But you won't go to this.
Man, the only band I'd really want to see is Wilco.
Well, then time it where you can go see them.
Yeah, spend $140 and fight through 100,000 fans. So that's what they're expecting.
I would think it'd be more than that.
You have 100,000 bands playing, for crying out loud.
You know, I bet there was a time when this was exactly the kind of thing the Snake just couldn't get enough of.
Ten years ago, there
is a time
you couldn't have kept me out of there.
When he would have picked up extra shifts at J. Pepe's, where he'd had enough money, quit, and then driven there overnight.
And plus, it's...
Yeah, boy, the 3 or 4 days leading up to this, they're all wondering why he's working so much. And then he doesn't show
working
up...
working my ass off.
Right. Then he doesn't show up for a Friday shift because he's on the road to go see Wilco.
I mean, I just don't have
Snake,
the energy...
You're losing it, man.
...to fight through all that.
If you don't have the energy to fight through it, you
then you've
losing
lost
it.
You're
I
losing
haven't it. Lost it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
if that's your excuse, that you don't want to fight through the crowd, you don't want to fight this... That it's a hassle, that there's any kind of hassle factor, you've lost it.
And plus, I don't want to...
I lost it.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
Did you?
No, I'm going to this.
I don't want to go spend 3 days watching
Man,
people...
I'm going to see that guy in Fish.
Trey Anastasio, he's
Whatever.
Great.
I'm going to see Kate Hudson's old man.
Chris Robinson?
Right.
I don't have the energy to fight through... 3 days
okay.
of LSD.
Okay, you know what? Then you've lost it. If you don't have the energy to fight through that anymore.
And guys right. just wigging out on mushrooms.
Well, he's right.
Saying, hey, have a good show.
He's right.
Now, the Dead...
Let's wind back the clock 10 years.
Let me tell you this. Hang on. I will make this promise to you. I shan't be at Bonnaroo, but I shall be going to see the Dead this summer at a random tour site. Way far away from
you know
Dallas.
What though, that doesn't count.
Why?
Because that's kind of that's romanticized, where you chase them down for one date. This is a 3-day round the clock festival.
Besides, they're the only ones playing. There's nothing to fight through.
Right. I can't do it. I'm
no,
sorry.
You've lost it.
All right, maybe
one
I'll go.
One back
maybe
clock,
I'll go.
One back the clock 10 years.
Couldn't keep me out, man.
Wild horses could
my
not have changed.
Matter of fact, my tent would be in my backpack today. Today.
What else? So,
sad story out of the world of rock and roll. As former Judas Priest drummer David Holland was sentenced to 8 years in prison for trying to rape a special needs teenager who had come to him for drum lessons.
And he only gets 8 years for that?
Yeah. 8!
Was he was this, convicted. Was the student a boy?
Oh, it was a... It says, the attacks on the 17-year-old who cannot be named for legal reasons allegedly took place at Holland's rural home between June and December of last year. It doesn't say whether it was a boy or a girl.
8 years isn't enough for that. Is that in America?
They're Brits, aren't they?
Rural English home.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear the word English, I
sorry.
Guess.
Sorry.
Those liberal Brits, they don't punish very much.
He played with the Priest from 79 to 89.
They were going in 79?
Yeah.
So he was there for their heyday, wasn't he?
Yeah. And, you know, they are reuniting. We said that they're going to be the co-headliners.
Them. Oh, Judas I hate Priest. Them. Yes.
Is that gay guy going to be singing with them? What's his name? Rob Halford?
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. That's they're going to headline Ozfest. Them and Ozzy and someone else. I can't remember. Slipknot and Grant.
There's no band that has less than them.
Who? Slipknot?
No, Judas Priest.
I never liked them either.
And, of course, they are a big favorite of Dick Hicks. You know that, don't you?
Case closed.
Of course they are. Diana Ross quietly spent 2 days in jail this past week after being convicted of driving under the influence. She slipped into jail, spent one night and 2 days, slipped right out. What do you think that was like for her or for her co-inmates?
Like a vacation.
Probably stayed in somebody's office through the weekend. Probably
you don't think she had to stay in jail? I guarantee you she
I guarantee you she wasn't in Gen Pop.
What's that?
General population.
Oh. Gen Pop.
Never watched the Oz?
No. It was somewhere in Connecticut. They say it was a upscale Connecticut neighborhood where she got busted. In Greenwich, actually. And she spent 2 days there. Got out.
Greenwich,
yeah.
Yeah, she probably had colonics and got her blood drained while she was there, too.
An interesting story about Michael Jackson again and whether or not he's poor. The New York Times reports that he is due to pay $70 million on a loan from the Bank of America that is due this Tuesday. Damn. And that he is not prepared to pay even $1 million of it.
Well, let's see them do something about it. But you know what they'll do? They'll just redraw the loan and just add a little bit more interest on it and give him a little bit more time to pay it.
Why don't they just give? Why didn't he just give them the Beatles catalog?
Because he doesn't have to pay. He doesn't have to pay for it, and if. Even if he's not doesn't have enough liquid assets to come up with that now, he will be without having to sell anything. Just give him a few more months.
Not fair. Sad story also out of Nashville, Tennessee.
What is this, a happy story, a sad story, a happy story, and a sad story?
Yes. Did you hear about the guy who was stalking George Strait?
So he was going to blow him up if he didn't record one of his songs?
Yes. He said he'd been emailing him over and over and over, lyrics and music to some song, and he'd emailed the manager and stuff. Finally got to the point where one of the emails said, okay, someone please have a nice talk to George and tell him how hard I've worked at getting my songs recorded by my idol slash friend George Strait.
It's not his friend.
I deserve my dream and my destiny. If it comes down to it and I have no choice but to go Rambo on him, let me just say that I won't be the lone gunman.
God, the hell does that mean?
I mean, she's going to kill him.
Now, how did this message arrive in the hands of George Strait?
Email.
Via the miracle of email, huh?
Yes. It's sent to Danny O'Brien, who is the president of Strait's fan club.
Isn't he our former program director?
Danny Owen.
Danny Owen, okay.
That was a joke for two. So,
well, what are they going to do to this guy?
Well,
do they know who it is?
Yeah, they know exactly who he is. His name's out there and everything. And he faces 7 counts of extortion over threatening emails. And you know what? They don't play around with celebrities anymore and stalkers. That's not a game you can play anymore. I mean, they bust those guys and gals. You know, the Letterman stalker, the Britney stalker. There was that Chinese guy who was obsessed with...
You know why? Because they killed that one girl. That stalker killed that girl that was on that... can't remember her name, but she was on some... some sitcom?
You talking about the Raider cheerleader?
No. Talking about some, I can't remember her name, but she was on some sitcom.
Lily Tomlin?
What?
No, not Lily Tomlin.
I know what you're talking about, Greg. Early 90s sitcom, blonde-haired girl?
Yeah.
I remember seeing a special on that, too.
The worst of all, though, was the guy who was stalking Gary Ward.
The Ranger?
That is
the
becoming
Ranger
default. That is slowly crawling through the weeds, and it's about to emerge in the default field.
What, Gary Ward?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes. That's becoming default for you, Ron.
This is weird. Mel Gibson said that making The Passion of Christ helped heal his suicidal tendencies following a severe bout of depression. He says, I got to a very desperate place, very desperate, kind of jump out of a window kind of desperate. I didn't want to hang around here, but I didn't want to check out really either. But when you don't want to live and you don't want to die, it's a desperate, horrible place. And I had to use The Passion to heal my wounds.
Everybody going to go see that? It opens Wednesday.
Yeah, we need to. There's just too much buzz about this for us not to check
great
it out.
Great article.
Are you going to go see it?
Great article in Newsweek.
I imagine.
In Newsweek.
About it?
Week, yeah.
Do they like it?
They're just kind of...
leery as far as who they're implicating?
Yeah. We got a point.
Well, the Bible tells you so as far as who killed Jesus. If you want to believe that, if you want to believe...
What part of the Bible are you going to believe?
I don't know.
The Old Testament or the New Testament?
I don't know.
Because they contradict.
And Roy Horn has made another breakthrough. He has taken his first steps. Roy, since the...
Well, I wish he'd hurry up and get well where I can go see him.
Well,
I want to see them again.
I think
maybe a while.
I think they're taking their time as far as
well. He needs
performing.
To hurry up. He needs to hurry up. I want to see him make that elephant disappear again.
What?
Make what disappear, God. Greg?
Oh, jeez.
Elephant.
Elephant. All right. Very good, Cobra. Coming up next,
take care.
Very special look at the Buick leaderboard.
Stop.
You're on the ticket.